Once upon a time, there lived a spider whose name was Kweku Anansi the Spider. Anansi the Spider had six sons who he loved very much, and the boys loved their father as well. Anansi's first son's name was See Trouble, because he could see trouble before all others. Anansi's second son's name was Road Builder, because he could build roads better, faster than all others. The third son's name was Water Drinker, because he could drink more water than all others. And the fourth son came to this world with the name Game Skinner, because he could skin game better, faster than all others. The fifth son's name was Stone Thrower, because he could throw stones farther, straighter than all others. And Anansi's sixth son, the baby boy, came to this world with the name Cushion, because he had a soft, pillowy back. Now, one day, Anansi left home and he fell into trouble. And right away, his first son, whose name was See Trouble, said, "Look, our father's in trouble." The boys ran toward Anansi in hopes of saving him, but they found that the bush was too thick and they couldn't get through. And that's when Anansi's second son, whose name was Road Builder, built a road. The boys ran down that road, but when they reached its end, they found that Anansi had fallen into a big pond of water. And that's when the third son, whose name is Water Drinker, drank up the water in the pond, and the boys ran toward Anansi, but they found that he had already been swallowed whole by a big fish. That's when the fourth boy, whose name was Game Skinner, took his gaming knife and he skinned the fish back. The boys pulled Anansi to safety and were just about to dance in celebration when a big bird, whose name was Falcon, came down from the sky, picked poor Anansi up, took him way up into the sky, and again the boys were sad. Until the fifth son, whose name was Stone Thrower, took a rock and he threw that rock, and the rock hit that falcon, and Falcon released Anansi. He began to fall toward the earth, and the boys were happy and then sad when they realized that unless something was done, Anansi was going to fall onto the hard earth and probably not survive. And that's when Anansi's baby boy, whose name was Cushion, swung into action, and he positioned himself right above the spot that Anansi was about to fall on. And instead, Anansi fell onto his soft, pillowy back, and he was safe. The boys began to dance in celebration. Anansi danced with them, and they were dancing and singing on their way home. There was legs everywhere. And then they chanced upon this big ball of mystical white light that was so beautiful that they decided to take it home. They rolled this ball of white light home, and when they reached it, Anansi looked at it and he said, "You know what? This thing is so beautiful, I have to give it to the son who saved my life." Which one was it? That was the problem. They too could not decide. And so they began to fuss and fuss and fuss, and they fussed so much that they woke up Jinyame. Now, for the Akan of Ghana, the people who this story comes from, Jinyame is the creator in heaven. Jinyame came down from heaven. He took the ball of beautiful, mystical white light, and he placed it into the high heavens for everyone to enjoy. It will be there tonight. What is it? Yes, it's the moon. That's how the moon reached the sky.